This podcast is about families and the names which we give in English to the relationships between family members. Names like mother, grandparent, cousin and uncle. You will probably find it helpful to look at a diagram while you listen. I have uploaded 2 PDF files with this podcast. You can download them and then open them if you have Adobe Reader on your computer. If you can, print them. On the files, you will see what we call a family tree. That means a diagram which shows how different people are related to each other. Let's start with the youngest members of the family. They are Lucy, who is 5 years old, and her little brother Benjamin, who is 3. Lucy and Benjamin are siblings, but we don't use the word siblings very much in English. Normally, we would just say that Benjamin and Lucy are brother and sister. Lucy and Benjamin's parents are John and Mary. John is their father, Mary is their mother. Mary has a sister called Joan, who is married to Harry. Joan and Harry are Lucy and Benjamin's aunt and uncle. Joan and Harry have 2 children of their own, a son called Max and a daughter called Judy. Max and Judy are Lucy and Benjamin's cousins. Lucy and Benjamin have another uncle, Uncle Lewis, who is their father's brother. Uncle Lewis is not married and has no children. Lucy and Benjamin have 2 sets of grandparents. Their father's parents are James and Susan. They have retired and moved to Spain, where they live in a flat overlooking a building site with distant views of the sea. They are Lucy and Benjamin's grandfather and grandmother. The other grandparents are, of course, their mother's parents, Fred and Eileen. Fred's parents, Jack and Edith, are still alive. They are both over 90 years old and live in an old people's home. Jack talks for hours about what he did during the Second World War. Edith sits and says, "Yes, dear," from time to time. Jack and Edith are Lucy and Benjamin's great-grandparents. Now, look at the second PDF file. It shows the same family, but from the point of view of John and Mary. We already know about their children, their daughter Lucy, and their son Benjamin. Mary has a sister, Joan, who is married to Harry. Harry is Mary's brother-in-law. In-law means the relationship is through marriage. Harry is her brother-in-law because he is married to her sister. You remember that Joan and Harry have 2 children. Max is John and Mary's nephew, and Judy is their niece. Fred and Eileen are Mary's parents. They are also John's father-in-law and mother-in-law. We sometimes say parents-in-law, but like sibling it isn't very common. Fred and Eileen call John their son-in-law. And of course John's parents call Mary their daughter-in-law. Incidentally, the plural of daughter-in-law is daughters-in-law, not daughter-in-laws, and similarly with the other in-law relationships. Complicated, isn't it? Even in a simple family like this one. Why not draw a diagram of your own family and practice talking about the relationships of the various family members? I shall try to find something a little more light-hearted for the next podcast. Goodbye.